3.
Welcome, everybody, to Tech Talk. We are finishing up our in-house Tech Talk this week with our studio audience. Once again, rowdy as hell.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
And since they're not mic'd at all, you probably didn't hear any of that. And now, you may have noticed from last week, our mics are in the correct position. Thank you, voice.
Thanks, voice.
I am Service Manager Derek. With me, as always,
Phil
and
Chris
and
The voice.
His mic is not facing the right way.
Yeah, his mic's not facing the right way. He's into technology stuff. So we are just winging it tonight. We're having a good time. We're going to hit some questions. These are legit questions, unlike last week where someone was just, what do we call it?
Trolling.
Trolling. They were trolling us. This one's not a question, more of a statement. This is a great addition to my podcast. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I think the episodes being longer would make for a better listening experience. Quit cutting us off.
We think so, too.
The audience demands it. See?
We've been told by production that they can't go any longer.
I know. We get cut down to 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're getting cut back.
The problem is that they give us, and then they take away.
They give us, and they take it.
Hey, we could do one, you know, 1 hour podcast every
single
week.
Dear God, no one would make it through.
Oh, it'd be so much fun.
We were talking about the next episodes after this one should be our trip episode. They may end up being a little longer if we have anything to do about it.
There you go. You might get some long episodes at the campsite.
Maybe some riding videos.
Yeah, exactly. We've got big plans. Doesn't mean we'll be able to deliver on them.
Because
we're idea people.
And a production crew, only one of them showing up on this trip. So
yeah, true. Actually, I think they're supposed to come along. Your chase truck, right? For
yes.
What? Good
yes.
Lord, for what?
Yes. We have okay. Truck, gas, place
you chase.
To sleep.
Then we don't have to carry our own luggage. All right,
let's get on to an actual subject here for our audience, because they don't want to hear about how our crew doesn't support us the way they need to. Ooh, this will be a good one for you, Phil, as the tallest member of our group.
Oh, man.
That's not very difficult.
It's not. That's a low bar. Pun intended. What's the best Harley beginner bike? I'm 6 feet tall and 380 pounds.
380 pounds.
Santa
America. 6 feet tall. I would have to go with like a Heritage Classic, some type of soft tail.
Okay,
honestly,
I'm with you on that. 100%.
You know, lower center of gravity is perfect for any beginner.
Okay.
I mean, I know a lot of beginners, they're like, oh, Sportster, terrible beginner bike because of the high center of gravity.
I'm glad you brought that up, because
yep.
It is a sport bike.
Yep.
It may be a little, well, the older Sportsters, the new ones are a little different.
And it is smaller frame.
But it is still a smaller frame. So somebody 6 foot and a big guy like myself would not fit.
The whole beginner bike mentality of somehow this bike is lighter and that somehow makes it easier. Can you bench press a Sportster?
Oh, no.
Can you bench press a Softail?
No.
Then it doesn't really matter how much the bike weighs. You're not picking it up yourself, okay?
Yes.
You're going to need help to pick up a bike. So I get not having all the extra gear, all the extra stuff, but a Softail to a Sportster, the weight difference doesn't really matter to you. Phil hit it nail on the head.
Yeah.
Low center of gravity and comfortable seating position. I myself, Softail standard. The new Softail standard.
Yeah, that's
super low.
Sports are super low.
Yeah,
what are you riding now, though? Exactly. We've upgraded to the biggest possible Harley Davidson they make.
Pick up an RG3.
But did you pick up your Sportster?
Yes.
You did?
Off the kickstand.
I dumped it 3 times.
That is a 3-time dump. So I stand corrected.
No, I dumped it twice and I dumped it.
But with the super low, it was lower suspension, so the lower center of gravity.
But was it the seat height that makes you happy or the weight of the bike that makes you happy?
The mid control.
Your position, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I
then she went to the Softail standard.
You were on a Softail standard. Okay, so Sportster beginner bike, we're wrong. Softail standard intermediate bike.
Everybody has their own opinion. If I'm putting my 5'7" wife on a bike, maybe 5'8", I don't know.
Depends on which mood she's in.
If I have my choice of any of them, I'm putting her on a Heritage or a Deluxe.
Something
I'm there as well.
Something with floorboards.
Yeah. Floorboards.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah, some mid floorboards, comfortable riding position.
I was going to say
like floorboards would have been. See, we didn't mic our audience, and they're full of good information. I blame the voice.
All of the mics are up here.
Yeah, I know, but.
The voice is the problem.
The voice is the problem. Yeah. So the problem. I will speak. I will be the voice of the audience. You're the voice of.
I was going to say Deluxe oppressing or Slim. Us.
Deluxe or Slim? Slim, you're, Slim Slim's a great bike for that. Yep. But I agree. Low center gravity, comfortable bike. The Sportsters are tall. They tend to be a little more vibratey, bouncy, which right. may appeal to some. But I'm just saying, that, go ahead, laugh. You know you want to laugh.
I like vibration.
That's a whole different podcast.
So being 6 feet tall. I would not put you towards a Sportster.
No, not
because
at all.
It is a little cramped.
No, I mean now we can change by that. Far my favorite bike.
Yeah, we.
I love
that.
Sportsters.
And you're just
they're
wrong.
They're fun. They're nimble.
They are. They're good and little sporty bikes.
They're little good little sporty but see, bikes. When I want to, that would not be my beginner bike. That was not my beginner.
So,
bike.
And this is me as you know the motorcycle guy. I don't want to put them on a bike where I think they're going to ride it for a while and then want to go on to something
else. And they're
going
to want to trade up anyway.
Exactly. So the Softail standard to me is I can ride that bike to learn, and if I drop it, oops, it's not the end of the world. I can get things, little things
and then
fixed.
You can soup it up and make it go.
Exactly. You can keep riding on the freeway, and then you can add some saddlebags and add some of the stuff you want, and you grow into that bike, and it grows with you. That's why I'm a fan of that platform.
The Softail platform is for a taller beginner Softail platform.
I would say Softail for the beginner bike.
What was everybody's first Harley up here?
Harley.
Not bike, Harley.
2004 FXDX Dyna Sport.
95 883 Hugger converted to a 1200.
Good Lord, man.
Oh, it was horrible. Road Glide.
Yeah, see, he skipped ahead. The Dyna was a great starting platform.
He had that
platform.
Navy money.
And we don't have the Dyna anymore, but great starting
mine
platform.
Mine was the 01 Fat Boy.
Yeah. See?
I love that bike.
Poser.
And it was
I mean, I have a
Fat
Boy now,
yellow.
But yes. Where's that bike now? You don't know because you've got your Pan America. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm a Softail fan for a beginner bike because, one, it doesn't have all the little bouncy, shaky, traditional Harley stuff. It's a little more comfortable. I've been a fan of the Softail stuff. As starter bikes, I think they do well.
He's a liar.
But I, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's all good. Get your Sportster if you want.
I'm willing him a Softail. He really doesn't want
Yeah, I'm not
eye.
Taking your Softail. You can That Springer can – oof. No, thank you.
That's why he's getting
Use
it.
Me?
Yeah, Springer Softail.
Oh, that's why
it'll be gone.
The
don't
look on his face.
On to the next. On to the next. We got to focus, guys. We got to focus. Ooh, it's a good one. Makuni carb or CV carb?
Makuni.
Depends on what you want to do.
Thank you.
Yep. Obviously, it depends on what you do. You're going to go stock?
CV all the way.
I'm a CV man, and I have a Makuni on my bike, and I'll still pick a CV.
And still, I mean, even
if you're
stage
not
one, stage two, CV.
If you're not super hot rod, you don't need a Makuni.
Where's Willie? He's not out here. CV or Makuni? Do we have a preference in the fuel injected crowd? Because y'all ride modern, nice bike. CV. All right, we got a CV vote.
CV or Willie? Or
CV
or, Willie.
Or Makuni?
CV.
Yeah.
CV. Okay, so there's your
I'll
official
give you the
answer.
Lone one,
CV.
The lone Makuni guy.
The guy who doesn't work well, on it over there wants a Makuni.
If you are
I had a Makuni.
A hot rod.
Yes.
Makuni all the way.
Makunis are for, I mean, they're great performance carbs. They're
absolutely.
Just
yeah.
You got as long finicky. As there's nothing in here about S&S, I'm happy.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. We'll That's leave it at
CVs are
I
just.
I could only make it about half a block before it ran out of.
CVs are just good across
the board. This one's not a real question. Is a Fat Boy a good bike for a fat boy like me? That's not nice.
Is it Seth again?
No, this is someone else. But
the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah, there's nothing funnier seeing a fat boy on
a fat boy. And I have a fat boy.
I'm pretty sure there's a picture out there with a really big dude on a fat boy.
Okay, so fat boys are for fat boys. I'm not going to take my fat boy out anymore then. This is an actual question.
Yeah.
Can you tell me why my tire has tubeless on it, but I'm being sold a tube?
Service manager Derek, care to...
No, I'm not answering that. You're the technician.
No, I'll be perfectly... I'll answer it.
Go ahead, Phil.
All right, so the tubeless tire is letting you know that you can run that tire as tubeless. Now, they're selling you a tube because most likely you have spoked rims.
Ah, so it's the wheel calling for the tube.
That will call for the tube.
Not the tire. So, yes, most Harley tires can be run either way, so therefore they will say tubeless on the sidewall.
I think all Harley tires say tubeless.
Modern.
modern, yeah.
Because it's the wheel that's determining how it holds the air in. Because if you're running a mag, it's sealed, so you can run it with just the tire. If it's a spoke, it will let the air through the spoke nipples and spokes, and that can be a problem for you because you don't want your air to leak out, so you have to run a tube in them. So the wheel's dictating that.
That being said, there are modern Harleys with spokes that are tubeless.
Why do you even bring that up?
CVOs.
Why do you even bring it up?
I'm just saying.
Yes, I know. There's always an exception.
Well, where are those nipples?
Where?
Their nipples are a pain.
Well, they're on the they're
no, perimeter. Where are they?
Well,
no,
they're on the remember
nipples. Nipples are on the outside. Are on the outside.
Remember, they ran for a while. The ones that just ran that sealed strip. You'll and find if you buy an aftermarket wheel, some of the manufacturers like Mammoth Spoke, the big fat spoke wheels, they'll actually have a glued-in sealed rim strip that seals it in, so you don't have to run a tube
until
the first time. But what happens?
Somebody tries to tighten a spoke. Boom. Blows the seal now. No longer
now you're
air.
Leaking air. The good news is your wheel is not ruined. We can add a tube to it to now make it functional. So when you're doing calculations for estimates and you're calling in, which we get these calls a lot of, hey, I've got a blah, blah, blah year model this. I need a tire. What's the cost? Knowing your wheel type helps us a lot to give you an accurate accurate quote, because we don't like it when we've given you a quote and you show up at the shop and we find out, oh, crap, there's another $50 in random parts we need to make it hold air, which is important for a tire and wheel setup.
It does need.
Does. Correct. So good question. Thank you. That's why it says that. It's the tire manufacturer saying that you can use it both ways, but your wheel's determining which one you've got to do. Thank you for those questions this week. We like actual tech questions and technical questions because that's what these guys deal with, and they like to talk about that. We'll move on to our subject this evening, which is what's right in front of me here, seats. That's what was brought to my attention today. We want to talk about seats. This is a brand new one for the new Softail models from Harley-Davidson. Oh my goodness, are there a lot of seats out there. Seats are like anything else in the motorcycling world. It's very, very, very personal because your butt is different than my butt, which is different from his butt and different from his butt. It's all going to have a different experience the way you ride it. So whether it's aftermarket, stock, modified, P&A, whatever, I can't tell you what the best seat is. I can only tell you what the best seat is for me. Phil, what's your best seat?
My best seat is mainly stock. Would I like to upgrade eventually? Absolutely. But stock.
Which bike are we talking?
We're talking about Pan Am.
Pan Am.
I want to upgrade my seat on
your
the Pan
Am. Your seat is currently stock?
My seat is currently stock.
How long can you be in the saddle?
I have a tall boy.
Oh, you do have the tall boy.
It's still semi stock. I'm in the saddle for 500 miles before I want to start moving around.
I took my stock, non-tall boy, but stock Pan Am seat, sent it off to a company on the East Coast, Mean City Cycles. They did a good job on it because the owner of that company, I don't know if he's still riding it, he was riding a Pan Am himself and did his own R&D on a Pan Am seat and created a gel memory foam / seat thing and came up with a really nice solution for Pan Am modification seats. And I sent mine to him. It turned out really nice, and we were able to get those miles in, and I didn't have the same kind of saddle sore as the other guy. So modified stock seat worked well for me on that particular bike.
Well, skip me because I'm fine with my Pan Am seat. But we'll go to the voice and see what he's got.
Ah, the voice.
I'm from the West Coast, so
West Coast, blah, blah, blah.
On my bike, I run a Saddleman, which is lovely.
Saddleman.
Absolutely love it.
Was
it
there a break-in period, though?
There was a break-in period. There was, now I'm out to about, probably, I could probably ride what the stock was in a little bit more. Than,
okay.
And I think it's actually still breaking in.
It is a much sexier looking seat.
Oh, yeah. It is.
It is.
I have no problem saying that I have the sexiest.
It does. Yeah, it does. I have seat envy. But it is breaking.
When I first put it on, it was
stiff.
And that's in a lot of them. The Mustangs out there, the Corbins, they tend to be that hard feel. And they say put saddle time in them to break them in to get used to your buttocks.
1,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
I'd say about 1,000 miles for any seat to break in.
But again, it's very personal because depending on your inseam, your reach, whatever it is, the seat is going to talk to you. It's not so much what your buddy has, it's what you want.
And style. Style. Come on now.
This is a utility product. Style?
Yeah, style.
Do you know what you can't see when you're sitting on the bike?
Comfortable.
What can you not see when you're sitting on the bike?
The seat,
yes. So what? You want it to be happy. Why do you? Wow, that looks really great when I'm standing over there. That's what.
Yeah, but when do people look at the bikes? Not when I'm sitting on it. When it's parked out front, they're like, "Dan, that's a good looking bike." That's showboating.
Mine does both. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, but you are. You got a sexy seat
on a '70s chopper.
Oh my
the most
god!
Yes, the most uncomfortable seat made.
Audience, do we run stock seats or different seats?
Modified stock.
Amen. See, we're on the. Well, Lou and I
didn't mention my Pan Am seat because I'm basically going to do what you did.
See, he's a follower.
But my touring, my ultra classic, I am perfectly happy with my stock seat.
Well, the big Harley touring.
Now my
nice.
Soft tail, I had to change
primarily it's a horrible
because
springer.
A woman's butt is not shaped like the back seat. And I had a request to please get a bigger seat, so it now has a touring seat on it. Thankfully, she doesn't watch this.
Yeah,
so
no
I'm
kidding.
Good.
She just said your wife wanted a bigger seat to fit her butt.
No
Karen,
woman has,
I'm sorry that Chris is such an
no
ass.
No woman has a 4-inch butt.
Hey, look, it's our heckler. No comment from the heckler. What seat do you run, heckler?
I have
stock seats.
Stock seats? The soft tail is yes, not a
the soft tail's got a horrendous little look at me. I'm a cool guy seat.
It's a Harley seat, but
and
it's
you
a,
can make it
so
almost the 12 miles to your house before you're wincing in pain.
Yeah, but it looks cool.
But it looks good. Okay. Ooh. Rider backrest
on my touring bike. 100%.
100%.
Well, on the certain seats that we're
talking
about.
Any seat. If I could put it on my Pan Am and get the lumbar support of like a touring seat.
Well, that's why I like Nick's seat.
It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. It's awesome. Great.
I don't yes. I don't like the way they look on, say, a street glide when the bike is not being ridden.
Yeah.
So, again, who cares when you're not riding it?
Because when it's sitting at the bar.
Oh, Steve, superficial.
Bar, I want every man to come out and look at my bike and be like, "Damn, that's a good looking bike."
That bar, you want to be
exactly. When I get to the bar, I still want to be able to win all of the dart tournaments.
Now,
that's why they're called bar.
I say this. You can make. Exactly. It doesn't matter.
I rode all of mine and I left it on because I didn't care. I just don't like the way it looks. Did I take mine off every time I got the bar? No, I left it on there because it was comfortable.
How it looks when I'm at the bar.
That's why they're called bar hoppers. Bar hoppers aren't comfortable.
This goes back to you. How many chrome skulls and flames do you have on your sleeves?
All of them.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, so with the seats, it's all personal preference.
It's very personal. So
the great thing here is that we have a bunch of demo seats that you can come and try.
Do tell.
I mean, you just say, "Hey, I'm looking at that seat. I really like it. Can I go take one for a test ride?" Absolutely. You give us your seat, we'll give you the demo.
That's a great suggestion because you won't know until you actually try it.
Exactly.
Out.
Until your little katush sits on.
That's why I recommend dating before marriage.
Absolutely.
Okay. So there we go. So, oh wait, we've got the finger again with the finger. We're having a good time.
Haley's gonna have to edit this. It's fine.
Yep.
Okay, Vanna's over here presenting, but what Vanna doesn't realize is he's way off camera.
And he now has to come over.
Now you've got
to
come over in camera. Yes, we have a seat selection here. We would love to bring you guys in and do it. We've got wonderful parts people here that can size you up at the correct seat.
The production team take a picture of that and throw it up there while we're talking about it.
You know, we've talked about all the things the production team will do to these videos.
And they
have you seen any of that get done? Any? No.
So,
no.
Somebody wrote us a theme song that we haven't heard yet.
We have an awesome theme song, which will it be presented on one of these?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you've already heard the theme song. It was rocking. We did an intro to that. I was expecting like a WWE Flames.
Yeah,
we come out to it and just get all jacked.
What about consolation prizes for the audience?
We got an
encore request. The prize for the audience tonight is you got to experience this. So now when you watch it on YouTube, it's like, yeah, I was there for that. And those idiots don't know what they're doing. That's exactly what we're going for. So,
but it's a good time, and we like bullshitting.
That's true. That's what we do. It's fun. We like these bikes, all of them. Whether it's Harley or metric or otherwise, I still don't like when people say, "There's a Harley commercial." We live in Harley world. That's what we know.
We work in Harley world.
If you think we're a Harley commercial and there's other stuff out there, send us in your information because we want to talk about that stuff. We want to get your feedback on that stuff because that's how we learn and grow and know.
Guess what's on every motorcycle?
Two wheels.
A seat.
Or three wheels.
A seat. Not always. Hardcore lose the seat and do the bedroll.
I've done test rides without seats.
Yeah.
Currently, there's nothing on Furiosa.
Furiosa seatless.
I have a nice sheepskin for the Furiosa. So.
We'll get it.
That will be a featured Tech Talk edition when Furiosa can fire up.
Already go.
And in all her Bass boat glory. Oh, are we changing color?
We're changing colors. Yeah.
We need a before and after then.
But the color is so good.
We'll do a before and after.
All right.
Feel the flake.
We're also going to do upsweeps.
Feel the flake. That's your catchphrase for old Furiosa. Feel the flake. So next week, you're going to catch up with us on the road heading east in Texas. We'll see how many of us make it on this trip to get out there to where are we going?
St. George.
What?
Sam Rayburn.
There's a lake somewhere east, and we're going that way. We're going
here towards Houston.
We're going to film and talk about gear and have our
helmets.
Just tune in next week. Know, it should be fun.
Hopefully longer. It'll probably be a longer episode or two the next couple. So
and remember,
hopefully
every four episodes we are recording, then we answer your questions after that. So all you people crying about we don't answer your questions fast enough, just give us a few weeks and then we'll get to it. We'll get to every question. My audience with Heckler, anybody got a comment? This is your opportunity. If you don't show up to all the other ones to take jabs and get your shots in, this is your time right now. Anything I need to address? Crickets.
Oh, they would, I love
this
it.
This one over nothing. Here was so I'm going to just rip you apart. Nothing.
Hold on a second. So we're going to do on Furioso the time lapse.
Okay, we can.
We have the time lapse.
We can do a time lapse. Well, we can do a time lapse.
I know you do because I got a phone call all the way from the Northwest.
We did a time lapse on somebody's wheels.
On our Heckler's wheels.
It's your bike time lapses on Facebook right now. I'm like, oh, great.
That was a secret. We weren't supposed to do that, but we did it anyway. If anybody's watched some of our other videos, you may have seen a trike convert from stock wheels into very shiny chrome wheels. That's the Heckler's bike. So we did that without his permission because that's what we like to do. Sorry, Rick. Or sorry, Heckler. But it's done.
Still hasn't noticed.
Perfect. If you've noticed my mug, his sticker, Phil is not even con-
Flames.
So production crew has hooked us up with, tell me the name. I never remember.
Merch.
Teespring.
Who? Teespring. Thank you, voice. Thank you. No, I'm not thanking you. You're messing it all up for me. Teespring. You can get Tech Talk swag and gear. I tried this mug out just to see what it looked like. I thought it was going to be a sticker. It's actually in there. But, hey, good job. Well, any of our Tech Talk gear, feel free to grab it. If you have Tech Talk gear and you bring it to me in the shop, maybe I'll help you out with something. So I appreciate that very much. Can I say that?
At the very least, we'll sign it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You want my autograph? You think you're that special.
An autograph from the Tech Talk crew.
Right?
Wow.
Anywhere. That's what everybody wants.
That I think that officially makes the paper it's written on less value, right?
So
we've just ruined your mug. We will ruin your mug for you with a signature. So, okay, if no one else has a comment or anything, I really appreciate you guys coming out tonight. It was a late night tonight. We had a good time. Hopefully everybody got some good deals while they were in the shop tonight and they ate some good food. Thank you for the sashimi.
It
wasn't sashimi. Thank you for the charcuterie.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Fancy words.
We had a really good time, and we will see you guys next week on Tech Talk. Thank you.
On the road.
Tech Talk Bra.
Please like and follow.